Good evening, everyone in China. It is November 2023, and we are coming off a greatly, highly successful election cycle. And I just want everybody to just pat yourself on the back, high five each other, clap. Like, it was amazing. And we all brought it together. All the victories are because of you. Thank you for helping voters return their ballots. Thank you for returning your own ballots in 2023 from January until November. We had a great success rate, and we'll have those numbers shortly once our Democrats Abroad and Vote From Abroad team crunch those numbers. So thank you very much. I'm going to share my screen, and we're going to get started for today. There we go. One of the slides. Sorry about that. All right. So we literally have 1 year to win, actually, a little bit less than. So we've got a lot of planning to do today. We're going to go through the slides pretty quickly. So on the agenda, we're going to do a little bit of board reports. We're going to talk membership verification because that's one of the projects that we have to do, GOTV training, the big GPP. Yeah, you know me. That's our March event. And then we have some other events that we need to plan. We've got a bunch of things still coming for you in November, and we're excited that you're here today. All right, we're gonna quickly take attendance here. If you're here, just type present real quick. So we've got a log of that in the chat box. And then, as people join along the way, if someone could make sure they type in the chat box, that would be great. Thank you so much. And we do have quorum, so we're going to carry right along. We do run by our meetings by Robert's Rules. You can find our bylaws on our wiki and any additional information on our website. Do please go on and see what information on our website we need to update before 2024. New links, new information on how we organize on WeChat or the former Twitter, things like that. All the things need to be up and ready before we launch in January. If you haven't already, add us on WeChat. This will get you directly to me, and then I will get you in our city group chats like Guangzhou, Shenzhen, Beijing, and then I will get you in our caucus group chats if you'd like to organize on the caucus level for our LGBTQ plus caucus, our AAPI caucus. We have a few state teams up and coming. Congratulations and shout out to Ohio for their big victories. Join us on WeChat. We want you there. November is about halfway over, and we've had a really busy month. Here's a rundown of a few of the things I and some people here on this call have been helping me with. After this call, we actually have a Wisconsin state team meeting with Alex Lazary, who's a DNC member. Very excited. Please join us for that. COP28 is coming up, and we met and organized with Michelle Dietrich, who founded the ECCC Council in the DNC, and Senator Markey. We've got the global meetings link and regional meetings links are archived here. We do need some assistance with membership verification. We had David Pepper live. That was amazing. More on that a little bit later. And our big thing is all of those little bullet points at the bottom, which is event preparations. Happy Native American Heritage Month. If you would like us to share something on social media, have a conversation on WeChat or within our newsletter, we invite you to contribute. We would really like to hear from all voices, and we are meant to have to provide that platform. So we do encourage you to create graphics, to voice what matters to you via text, however you choose to engage. We do want to give you that platform, so do reach out today. And actually, Ho-Chunk President John Greendeer is from Wisconsin, so you've got a Wisconsin Democrat on your screen. And I met actually Ryan Greendeer at the DNC meeting in St. Louis. Very fascinating to learn how the tribal community engages within the Democratic Party and organization. It's wonderful. And now for the big GPP in the room, we have a few things to talk about today. And if you scan that QR code on your screen right now, you can learn how to run for delegate, as well as to join Democrats Abroad in Chicago 2024. August 2024 is the DNC convention. This is where all of the marvelous magic Democrats and progressives and like-minded people get together and they network, and you can represent Democrats Abroad. We'd love you to. There are three representatives selected from Asia Pacific, three from EMEA, and three from the Americas. Then globally, we collectively all vote three more people in. On top of that, we have our DNC members and a few execs who are automatic delegates as well. And these numbers are all linked, oops, actually, to how many people we have voting. So the more people we get voting, the more delegates we actually have. Democrats Abroad is a state party. We hope you'll consider running, and we do want you to be involved in the process of the entire global presidential primary start to finish. All right, Terry couldn't be here because of work obligations, but we do want to applaud again and major, major victories from Wisconsin in early 2023 to the rest of the country. Otherwise, we took back Virginia. That was huge. And we had a lot of amazing victories in our more marginalized communities, the trans community, LGBTQ plus, and especially the Black community. Congratulations to Sherelle Parker. And up and down the board, we had victories from school board to city council to mayor, and then governor. And Josh Pokey, our secretary, could not be here tonight because of obligations, but he sent his ballot successfully home to Kentucky, and we thank him for that. We'll be working on an intend to return issue for Kentucky and states like Wisconsin who request that. If you'd like to get involved, send us a text message. We want you to be involved. And we'll just open the floor for everyone. If anybody wants to speak up on an election or something they thought that was particularly amazing, give us an update on anything that we might have missed, go for it. The floor is yours. Otherwise, we'll move right along. We do have a lot to get to today. We can hit that back at the end there. Very good. And again, part of this global presidential primary is getting people on that primary ballot to vote for. We need at least 300 signatures. So if you have not done so, we would like you to scan that QR code, scroll down, and either click Joe Biden or Marianne Williamson under their picture. You will go to a Google form and you will fill out your name and you will start that balloting process of getting their names on the global presidential primary ballot. Now, you do only get to vote once, but please submit that. So by March 5th, we have someone to vote for. It would be great to have someone on the ballot. And please do share this on WeChat, share this on social media. Let people know if they are American and they are abroad that this is the beginning of the process. We're all go from here. The wiki has more information on this presidential process. It is also a repository for information. So if you do a little search in on the wiki in the search bar, you will get all of the how to votes from China to the how to GPP comms training, and even dun, da, 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 the notorious membership verification slides and how to's. So Kevin and Josh are technically spearheading this project, but it's going to take all of us. We don't have that many members to verify this year, but our global membership coordinator will send us a list of people to call, email, text, basically get a hold of and check to make sure they're still in the country. You can make sure that you are still a verified member. We have to do this every 4 years for every member, by scanning that QR code, going to the website, and just updating your Democrats Abroad account. Simply log in, save your profile settings, you're good to go. And next, I'm not sure, Tricia, if you can unmute, but the dashboard was not working for me today, so I apologize. But I do know that we at least have one sustaining donor of the $5.01. And we can update those shortly. We can add them as an addendum to meeting minutes.
Yeah, I apologize. I didn't have a chance to look at it today either. But I doubt it's changed too much from last month.
I think you're
Yeah, I hope
right.
they would be able to get some fundraising on the ground going soon once we have more clarity about payment methods that we can accept and how all that will work. And I don't know if you have talked about or are going to talk about the meeting last week and the treasurer's report and the Global Treasurer's report was just quite interesting, but there is talk about trying to facilitate country committees to be able to do more. I think, with small amounts of money, but still without having to go wire everything through American bank accounts. So I'm optimistic with the space. Hopefully, we'll have more information. But yeah, otherwise we're plugging along. That's not much coming in, not much going out.
Yeah, you're absolutely right, and thank you for mentioning that. So last week we had on the 12th rather, we had a 5 hour long meeting. I was on a little early because I was moderating the chat, but we had a meeting to vote on resolutions and get some passed. And we also, in the middle of that, had a report from the treasurer and the audit team. Remember, from December 2022 to end of June 2023. We had a period in time of which we needed to track finances. And so we did get that report. Now, that report with those slides has yet to be shared. But if you go to the link on your screen right now, that gives the general breakdown. The audit report and treasurer's report given in the meeting gave a lot more detail, and you could see the deficits and actuals in greater detail. And we hope to have the ability to share that with a wider audience soon. I think Josh Vanderplug is on vacation right now, but we do hope those will get on the wiki and that we can maintain a better financial future. I think we're already on the path of success. I feel like, Tricia, we did see where the curve was going up and that there are a few new things installed to get us on the right path. And then actually right at a couple minutes here, there is a committee meeting. The legal committee is meeting, and my subcommittee that I've been sitting on issued a report, and country committees submitted to that report basically how their fundraising went pre-2022, in 2022, up till today, their thoughts, hopes, and desires for fundraising. And DA China also submitted to this report, talking about how we'd like to be able to fundraise on the ground again. It does seem like we will be able to use cash and are able to at this time. I also chaired a subcommittee on e-payments. Now, that report, part of that will go into today's meeting, which goes to the general body. Part of that will be coming out before November 30th. But anybody is invited to attend that. That meeting is from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Eastern time, which translates to what is that, 8 to 10 p.m. China time tonight. And again, I will be presenting a little bit. The chair is Danny Follett out of France, and you'll be hearing from us and able to ask questions and submit them via email as well. So we should have information. We should be able to fundraise by December, if not January, on the ground again. It's just a matter of that transfer process and a few other things to make sure we have T's crossed, I's dotted, and all of that. But you can still donate on the website, and we encourage you to do so. This goes directly to DA China, and then from there, we fundraise our GOTV, and this will mainly be going to our global presidential primary expenditures this year, and also to the global account. We do have these membership and board meetings where we do raise motions and decide, well, how much at this time can we afford to send up to the global to help pay for things like Call Hub, our database, and a few of the other things that keep the organization running, right? They call it a sustaining donor for a reason. You're keeping us rolling. Next, we have the great and glorious GPP information. If you scan that QR code, it's going to take you to some slides that I'm going to actually share with you right now as well. So everybody can see that on their screen? Maybe?
I see it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Perfect.
Yeah, I can see it.
Awesome. Oops. All right. So intro to the global presidential primary. Every single country committee of Democrats abroad must hold one live voter assistance table. Here are some pictures from 2020 and maybe even before. So there's a lot going on with this global presidential primary. It is available on the wiki. So I'm going to quickly go over just a few of the highlights. So what is the global presidential primary? We are a state party. It is our primary just for Democrats abroad, DPCA, and anyone who's an American can participate in this. And we will hold these live voter tables as well as online forms to collect people's ballots so they could select the Democratic nominee for president. And this is what we're going to be doing here in China, wherever we are going to put up voter assistance booths. We're going to have boxes of ballots. And actually there's former founder of DA China, Ada Shen, right by the vote here box. And we're going to be collecting some paper ballots. And then we are going to have a whole chain of custody for those ballots where we report them to Global and those go back to the DNC. This is kind of a big deal. For those of you who were part of it in 2020, you know that a lot of it was curtailed by the pandemic, but we still had voters in 180 countries cast ballots. Almost 40,000 voters participated in the Democrats Abroad primary, and we had more than 230 voting centers. That's a big deal. And I'm very excited that we all get to be part of that this year. I hope that at least three of our cities have these voting centers. And remember, the more votes from DA China, the more votes we remit, the louder our voice gets, the more delegates we get for DA China in the region. So I encourage you to share all of this information as often and early as possible. Here is the timeline for our GPP. Again, the important dates being March 5th to the 12th. That is our week. That is when we're collecting ballots online and in person. So we need to kind of get our ducks in a row now. That means we want to spend the rest of November and December planning out the wares. Where are we going to host this? How are we going to host this? And practicing, maybe trialing a few events from a Talk About It Tuesday to a Solidarity Sunday to just a holiday dinner and seeing will the space work? Is the owner or manager amenable to letting us have it here? And what are the logistics of everything we need to do? And one of the big logistics that we talked about for this is making sure we have paper, enough paper so people can cast their ballots. And I believe for those of you with boxes, you might have a sheaf or two of paper and a printer. So we'll take inventory of that soon. So again, all of our country committee info is due by December 31st, end of year. So it's really important we talk about this today, tomorrow, next Monday, and we figure this out before all of the December holidays. So we need to know who is going to be hosting these voting centers, where we're going to be hosting these voting centers. If things do have to change last minute for one reason or another, we do submit a request or a waiver to the heads of the GPP globally and ask permission and figure that out. But so I want everybody to really be thinking about this now. What are the best locations for you? How can you help? How would you like to help? And do you have any ideas that would help promote your city or Diaceana as a whole to success? And then there's a few suggestions along here as well, considerations. And I will say it is amazing to have decorations. We have a host country that might not be super friendly to all of the decorations and all the things we want to do. And we also don't have a budget that necessarily supports that. The main thing is we have people together, we have a ballot box, we're getting there, we're doing the work, and we are announcing it early and often. And then we want to consider accessibility as well. This is an example of a sample voting center. Now, again, these are in locations. This example, I believe, came from DA Canada, where they might have a little bit more space or other things happening. But it does give you an indication of what we need. We definitely have to have a ballot table, and we need to have a ballot box. We have to have an area of voting, and we should have an area where people can sign up to join Democrats Abroad and sign up to register to vote in general and do whatever they can to help VFA. Are there any questions on this yet?
Yes, I have a question.
Please go ahead.
The first is, are we still focusing on the first slide, Intro to Global Presidential Primary? That's the only one that I
Oh,
think
my
two of
goodness.
us
No.
see.
I'm sorry. I've been going through the slides one at a time.
Oh, no problem. And then I have two more questions after that.
Okay, go for it. Shoot.
And the second one is, you said this is accessible on our website as well, correct? You showed a QR code before opening up this PPT or this slideshow.
Yep, so I'm going to put that in the chat right now. You might even be able to see the screen while I'm sharing. Here is the main page for the GPP on the wiki.
Okay, great, great.
And
And then
that contains the slideshow. So, yep.
good. And then the third question is, I know, oh, it's small. It's very small.
How about
Oh,
now?
okay.
Better?
Okay.
Okay.
Big.
Yeah, and if it's not showing up next time, please do speak up and say
Yeah.
something, because there were quite a lot of slides here as we're going through. Go ahead, Jenny.
Okay, well, as we're looking through the slides, my third question is, I know 2020 was upset with a lot of surprising events through COVID, but was there because I wasn't active in 2020 in Shanghai particularly, were there any spaces that people had that were able to start to get out a voting center? Were there any in Shanghai
Yeah,
in 20?
and so a main organizing center in 2020 for Shanghai was at Boxing Cat Brewery.
This Boxing
And
Cat Brewery.
Boxing Cat has a few different levels. Now they are under new management, and so
Right,
that's a
right.
little bit different. The last time I tried to host an event there, they wanted a deposit, and we didn't have the funds to make that deposit. We do have to talk about that going forward if anyone wants a deposit. Other places that are friendly to our events include Cottons, which also has a few different rooms and levels. That second floor could be really good for something like this. Then we have
Rooster.
the Rooster, but it's a little bit smaller now, so I'm
Oh,
not quite
okay.
so sure about that. Because as you can see from, if you can see the screen right now, it's a layout of the room, and I can't actually see the chat box right now, so do shout out an answer and answer each other's questions if there are any. I can just see a few, the little number of people contributing right now, but yeah,
And who
so
is, This bird's eye view of a sampling voting center, are
Yes.
these all suggested spaces or are these,
Correct.
is this a, okay. So this a suggested space for a kid as a kid's corner, but it's not a mandatory space, correct?
No, it's not a mandatory space. The mandatory spaces are the balloting table with a ballot box and the voting
Okay.
area. Then it is ideal to have a place where people can find information about joining Democrats abroad, as well as signing up for to be a part of BFA voter assistance in some way, or even registering to vote in general if for some reason they haven't done that yet. So it's always a good idea to put our merchandise on display if we can, but understanding this is the 5th through the 12th, we do want as many events as possible, and understanding that we don't have a lot of hands all the time and some of those boxes get heavy. If you can't bring all the things, don't worry about it. The main thing is the ballot table, the ballot box, the voting area. That's what we're there for. We don't need, you know, a million star-spangled things and balloons and things like that, but we do need to make sure we get people in the door, and we have enough paper for people who come to vote, and we've got the ballot box, and we handle the chain of custody with those ballots so they all get recorded and reported.
Okay. I think Justin had a question about sharing. Is
Sharing
this what, this screen? Is this for, okay, I'm not sure what his question was. Okay, thank you, Liz. I appreciate
it. Yeah, no problem. And then if you do look at that wiki link, you can get these slides so you can see all of the things that that we need. And again, our big deadline is December 31st. We want to have a plan of action in order. So thinking about other places to organize, let's just talk maybe Shanghai. That could be El Santo. That could be in the La YG, for example. There are a few breweries there who are friendly to us as well. So it can be a variety of places, but we need to pick them and talk to them now. So we need everybody to
Right,
sort of
right.
reach out. And if you need any help with contact information, I'll do my best. But reach out to your favorite place that you want to be at, and we can work it out from there. If we have more than one in the city, I think that's probably okay. In Beijing, we'd have the local. We also have a veterinary clinic. One woman held one at her place of employment, which is a vet clinic, and I think that was highly successful. So we'll reach out to Mary again this year. If you know anyone at a school or who has a WeWork space or something like that, that would seems like it would be a good place to hold one of these, reach out, ask, like, let's get the ball rolling. I need help on this one. I need everybody to ask and get this going. It does seem like we have enough volunteers in Beijing, Shanghai, and potentially Guangzhou to get these running in those locations. I'm not quite sure about Kunming at this point. Jianning doesn't seem to be able to do more than online, the same with Shenzhen at the moment. But again, the more that we all broadcast this messaging on social media, especially on WeChat, the more people will be informed enough to get involved before that December 31st deadline and then continue to help us after. Okay, so we have a few roles and responsibilities for this GPP. We have a manager, we have a tabulator, and we have a few things. A greeter is always nice to have, but mostly we need to watch the ballots. We have to have someone who's distributing and logging the ballots, who's watching the ballot box, resolving any questions regarding the rules, and then from there, we don't really need a media coordinator where we are, but it would be really great to have photos of the event and to promote it in that way while we're in the event, as well as for, you know, future comms down the road. And then we do need tellers for vote tallying. Within the group chats, we do need to make these requests, like say, hey, do you think you can tally votes at the close of the day? And we've got some people who are still with us in various cities who haven't relocated, who have helped in 2020 and even before that. And we'd love to get them back involved and their, you know, information as to how things ran before. Any questions on the roles thus far?
Liz, do these all need to be separate people, or can somebody do more than one role?
I think we can cover a few things, and I think we won't be the only country committee that does that. There are some bigger places like Paris and London that will have, you know, maybe 15 or 20 volunteers. Who knows? But for our purposes, I think just having a couple people doing this is totally fine. Again, so one person registering and verifying the voter, the second person distributing the ballot and logging the ballot, and maybe that person also watches the ballot box. And then we do have the general voter help for VFA, for advising questions and things like that. And at the end of the day, I feel like the same people can also potentially tell, but I will be having Julia or Inga or one of the lovely people on the GPP team come to chat with us or send us messages soon. And if you have any questions, that's gpp@democratsabroad.org. And we can continue to discuss it as a group because there is a lot of information here.
Yeah. Thanks for letting us know about that so we can connect with, you said Julia and...
Yep, Julia, Brian, Ikatra. Go ahead.
Okay. I'm looking forward to talking.
And so we have two sites for this. Our main website has a global presidential primary main page. And that's also where you have the delegate information and then where you can vote to put candidates onto our primary ballot. And then there's the wiki, and that's where these slides and some others are, can be found as well. And please do, you know, now is the time where we really reach out to total strangers, to people we know, Americans who maybe could be interested. We say, hey, to a mom's group, we need you. We got to get organized. Please help us. Or, you know, AmCham, all of the places, all of the things, your American schools and things like that. People have done this before due to the pandemic and people being displaced. Even though they've returned, they've been a little bit quieter. But so it's really going to be our job to be vocal and putting out messaging every day and making the asks, even if it's like a warm ask or a cold ask, right? Like we don't know this person, but say, hey, are you interested in this? Have you voted like this before? We'd love to have you. Again, I'm going to have some more availability this week and next to work one-on-one with people here, to work in group settings. We can have a call as early as tomorrow, again, on all of these things. It's a lot of information and a lot to think about. But it is all governed by our delegate selection plan, which was formed by this our DPCA body and then approved by the DNC. So we have a few comments from them. So it won't be ranked choice voting, but it will just be the voting for one candidate, hopefully down the road, as it was very popular in 2020, we will get that ranked choice voting in there. Again, there's that link to the wiki page, GPP 2024, and the guide for voting center managers is there. And I think that that is the really big, other thing to look at. There are going to be continual online workshops. If you go to democratsabroad.org/events, you can find some of those or that GPP homepage. And we do have forms of documents that we will be printing for all of the things, ballot logs, tabulations, and things like that. As you know, we have a lot of acronyms, GPP, DNC, DSP, they're all here. As well. And then there is a form if you click through on the wiki page that you can continually add your lessons. Now, I haven't heard any of the feedback from those that form collection yet, but I know the GPP team is going to be convening again soon and publicly, so we'll have some of that shortly. And then again, here are a few pictures so you can kind of visualize what it's all going to look like, or what it could look like. It could be as simple as, you know, one or two tables of people. Giving people enough space to sort of be able to vote is always important, right? We want to think about maybe giving people 10 feet and having a voter booth if we can. And then we also have to think of the size of the ballot box. And I'm going to be honest, most people are probably going to vote online. And that's great. But some people really love the sense of community. Some people really love to vote with that paper ballot because, you know, they live abroad and they haven't really had that voting experience in a long time. So it's nice to be able to provide that. So just quick question, when was the last time, feel free to unmute yourself, that you voted in person in America?
Well, the last time I voted in person in America was the last time I was living in America.
What election, what year, state, local, federal, like, what do you remember?
What do I remember? I mean, I've been here since 2013, so it would have been 2012.
Oh, wow. Okay, so midterms.
Like Obama, maybe? Wow.
Yeah, the last time I voted in person was, Clinton.
Oh, wow. Oh, my gosh. That's awesome. Pam, what you got?
I was in America for 2020, so I did in-person voting for the primaries in 2020. And
wow,
then I was
so brave.
The mail-in ballot for the actual November election.
Huh. Very good. Yeah, mine was a midterm. Sorry, Adam, I think I talked over you a little bit too. And then I think I moved back to China in 2015. I'm trying to remember if it was during or right after November elections. I think it was right after. But I keep thinking, I always think back to my first year in China was 2008. And I went to the consulate like three different times to try to vote. And I still don't know if my ballot even counted. It's not on my voting record, but I don't know how far back those records were kept and how far they're published. But yeah, it was a huge ordeal. And that's why this organization is so very important. Because we can help people like me in that struggle. That's why I want to help other people. That's why I want to make sure that I'm on top of all the information so that I can vote. It's a big deal. Now, Harlan and Dustin, I don't know if you can unmute, but feel free to do so if you'd like to and tell us about your last in-person voting experience, or maybe you've always been online. I don't know.
Yeah, mine was, I think, a midterm election in 2014, but for Illinois, it was, you could elect the governor and stuff. So I was still at university, and so I was voting in a pretty liberal in Illinois, pretty blue county, Champaign County, I think. Kind of one.
So, yeah, so Dustin, did you vote? Did you vote in like a campus building or like an off-campus building? Like, what was that?
Yeah, I believe it was a campus building, or because it was tied to a residential hall. That they had that, and yeah, I wasn't too opinionated on a whole lot, but my research consisted of a 30-minute YouTube video, and I just marked if they did a negative campaign or something or like that, and if they did a negative, I was like, I'm not going for you.
Wow.
Yeah, pretty basic.
So thinking about that space and also thinking about that ad campaigning, bring some of that into like our election cycle for 2024, because I feel like, you know, Gen Z, that's, you know, millions of kids are going to be able to vote. this year, the turn of age and getting that messaging out is so important. But that college, like res hall experience, like that might be similar to a voting area that we have. Like maybe it'll be at a school or something. So that layout and your experience with the good, bad, the uglies of that can really help us while we're planning our voting halls too.
Yeah.
I mean, I remember one year, I think it was my first year voting in college, I voted in Memorial Library and downtown Madison. And it was a little crowded and whatever else. It was so exciting. Even though we were also really liberal, there was just lines out the door. But just thinking about how much space people need and if there are stairs and a few other things like that, what we need to inform people is definitely noteworthy and things to think about as we go through place to place. And Dustin, are there,
Yeah,
like,
it's
I
good to
know.
like walk through the
Yeah, it's definitely good. And now Dustin and your wife is at an international school. Ginny, you're affiliated with an international school. I think a few of us here are. Do you think any of those schools have a space or use a space for other events that would work?
Yeah, I'm thinking as we talk about, voting in the past physically. Yeah, I'm thinking about schools that I think would be more willing and safer, like just where you feel a little bit safer. And because I know when I voted, it was in Atlanta, Georgia, and the environment itself, I remember at that time didn't feel as safe as it should have. And that was, that was years ago. Yeah. So I'm thinking about certain schools that I will reach out to in the upcoming weeks. I will reach out to,
So safety is another important issue. We do get the occasional person who's imbibed in too many of the things and gets a little wily. So we don't need a bouncer, but there's a way to sort of manage that. So we'll talk about in the weeks to come, just moving people along or asking for help. Let's say if we're at a bar, with these events. But then also we do need to inform the consulates that we're having these events just in the case anything happens or in the case they want to throw us some help or have some
Yeah.
advice. So
Yeah.
we definitely need to do that. And then Harlan, you've been in China a heck of a long time too. Tell us about your experiences voting and with these primaries and other events.
I voted online, not online, but I think in 2016 I voted early. I happened to be home before the election, but early enough that I was able to vote early. And other than that, I've just voted online. Not online, but mail in. And it just getting from the state of Ohio, just getting a ballot and getting it sent in has been a huge challenge. And I don't know, I've never participated in any Democrat abroad primary activities, but I was not really involved before. This is my first year really being very active, and I don't know what they did, but it seems like, and this may be true for a lot of people, since 2000, there are just not a lot of people around, and people are kind of starting to come back, but not very much. One of the other things, though, well, two of the things that I've been thinking about or concerned about is that here in Guangzhou, it is equally true other places, it's very spread out. A lot of the international schools are in locations that are not easily accessible across the community. They're in remote areas. So though those may be theoretically good locations, They're not great across the board unless we can get a couple of them, and then people, we can have more than one event. The good and the bad, the second thing relates to the good and the bad, is that most of our people seem to be teachers, and I just have a feeling there's probably a lot of other people out there besides teachers, and how we get in touch with them is still a bit of a mystery to me, but I think that's would be a great area to be able to kind of get into more contact with. I know there's American companies that are located in Guangzhou, but I don't know how to get in touch with anybody and what their positions would be on helping us out.
Well, so, and this is really why the time, it's the time to get involved with communications. So communications kind of dictates everything we do. While we can't blast it at every newspaper across our host country that we're doing this, what we can do is we can blast the heck out of WeChat and all of the American groups that we're in. We can say, hey, there's a primary. And in some of your group chats, you are going to have to ask permission to do so, or you can make your message not saying, oh, we're having a Democratic presidential primary, but you can say, if you'd like more information about being able to vote in a primary, connect with me directly. Then we want to steer those people into our WeChat groups and have those one-on-one conversations and log them. We want them to join Democrats Abroad. We want them to join the voter assistance groups if they're, you know, maybe not ready yet to join the org, and we want to get them in our city groups if they are, so they can attend and help at these events. Now, Dustin, I did see there was a notification. You wrote something in the chat box. I just can't read it if somebody else can. I don't know why I can't.
Oh, sorry. I was just saying that Harlan's made some really good points and some issues that I also have here because we're quite remote. And it's difficult getting in contact with non-teachers, essentially. It can be. So I just want to say, Harlan's making the same concerns that I have living out here in near the mountains in Beijing.
Yeah, we're really spread out in some of our cities. Shenzhen is another place where people might live 2 hours from the downtown area, and it's more like province life than actually a downtown city feel that many of ours might be used to back home. So getting that out and having multiple voting centers in a place like Beijing, if we can, would be a really good idea. Somewhere close to home for you, maybe Dustin, or somewhere right downtown. I think that's where maybe Kevin and Eileen, maybe Josh can all organize. We'll kind of have to play it by ear. And like I said, that veterinary clinic in Beijing is another option too. It's really nice to be able to find people. But how we find people, we've got to have great comms in our newsletter. So I need everybody here to help me write a bang up newsletter, so people know how to join and how to get involved, and that we have a major deadline. We need them to get involved now for the GPP. And then we need to also have that for social media. And I need everybody here to say, maybe put it on your calendar, like 2 or 3 times a week, blast a message about the GPP, or every day at a certain time, or pick a group chat that you're going to choose as your group chat to message within the org and then outside of the org. I have a bunch of American WeChat groups that I'm a part of. I'm definitely not a part of all of them, but I'm happy to let other people in. When you're doing that with some groups, you might want to change your name to like I'm Liz, and then I'm voter assistant or VFA in some of them where I can't be partisan. In other words, it might say in other chat groups, it might say Democrats Abroad, but there's something there that helps people understand my role. And that's what I suggest that you do as well. Just so people recognize you as a leader, just not like a random person posting necessarily. And then Ginny actually, you're at SCIS, and I know that SCIS has done some voter drives before. They've done some internal organizing, I should say. So I don't know if there's an email list or someone else. I think it was David, maybe, that I was speaking to before.
Oh, yeah, maybe David.
Who she said. Yeah. On a push
tonight. Okay, I think that David might have left, but
he did. Yeah.
Okay, yeah, but I'm going there tomorrow. So tomorrow, Monday. So I will talk to the admin on the Pudong side and find out more what we could do.
That's fantastic.
And what was done at that time when David had organized, I don't think much was done on the Pudong side, but there must have been something.
I think it was more about organizing to get to the consulate, get ballots there in the past. I don't know that they did a GPP. And again, the pandemic kind of jostled things a little bit. So the best laid plans all went online. but yeah, so the other thing is, yeah, again, like figuring out the best place in Pudong or downtown, or the one thing that I did not get a response from yet from the GPP team was, is the location, does that have to be open every single day from the 5th to the 12th? I don't think so, but then also, does it have to be the same location? So could we go around the cities, because that would serve our communities a little bit better. There's right. something to be said for continuity, maybe 2 days here, 2 days there, but reaching everybody across our cities is pretty important. Again, I do expect by sharing the messages, we'll get a lot more online voters, but we'll see. Go ahead, Jenny.
Yeah, no, I have a question when it comes to spreading the word. And this is actually directed to Harlan. Hi, Harlan. I saw your name. Hi, I'm Jenny. I saw your name in a few of the events to help to get us into community mode. It'd be an evening social, an event that you guys will be having for, I believe, Thanksgiving-ish around that time.
Yeah, we had, indirectly involved with planning, but we were going to have a Thanksgiving event, but then it was decided to kind of split it between Thanksgiving and Christmas. So on a weekend before Christmas, I think the second or third week in December, we're going to, and I think it's on a Sunday night, they decided to have a holiday party. So that would be I think a great opportunity to get a lot of people. Oh, there, Saturday, the 10th of December.
Okay.
To have some, to get people there, because they'll hopefully come to a holiday dinner.
Yeah.
And then to let them know about other things to get involved with.
Right. Yeah, I like the idea of some type of a holiday social. I'd love to talk with you maybe after this or another time, just to, because I'm thinking about something like that, or for us to do in Shanghai as well. It's just like a little social.
Yeah. The other thing we kind of talked about, and we're getting started somewhat late, but I think not too bad, is to try to make a regular event every month, to have one kind of event around the 15th, the holiday. We have a holiday event, then the evening social, which will be on a Wednesday. And then again, part of the idea also was to have something on a weeknight and a weekend to try to cover both. And I think the same thing would probably go for a voting kind of event. People who are more centrally located might find it more convenient to have the weeknight evening, where people in more extended areas, a weekend event, maybe a Saturday or a Sunday afternoon would be easier.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for that info, and I'll connect with you after as well.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, and then as for holiday parties, now is the perfect time, and there are a whole bunch. It doesn't have to be, a super intensive, we planned event. If you want to have a Thanksgiving week event or meetup, just do it. We can make a graphic, we can just make a post, we can say members of Democrats Abroad are going to be here. And here are the details. Here's the flyer for the event. And just invite people and have a table. That's how it starts. And if you're doing things with friends, that's okay. Non-Americans can be there too. They just can't vote, right? So it's not like these events have to just purely be Americans every single time. My husband is from India and a green card holder, and he's, still able to attend these events, and thank goodness he supports us. I know I need it, but it can be a friendly conversation with some other people too. Heck, Canadians celebrate Thanksgiving, invite a few Canadians. Every Canadian knows an American somewhere, right? So think about your circles and
Yeah,
making
but
them
they celebrate
inclusive.
Thanksgiving at the wrong on the wrong month.
Wacky times, right? What are they thinking? So if we were going to do something, say this week, I don't know. Are people having people over their houses? Are you going to a place that's having a dinner? Liquid Laundry is a place that is very big, and I don't know if they would be able to have a GPP, but it'd be worth asking. I think they have some new management from the last time I was around, but places like that have these events going on are really worth asking. Now, I don't know that any hotels would be able to do it at lounger areas or anything like that, but they very often have meeting spaces and side rooms and meals too. So as long as you're getting out there and kind of spreading the word in a little bit of, it snowballs, right? And it's winter, so we're going to snowball hard. Sorry, I'm cheesy, you know me, the Wisconsinite in the room. But getting out, even to a coffee shop and saying in one of these circles, like the Beiji group chat, saying, "Hey, I'm going out for coffee here, and I'm going to be able to talk voter assistance or GPP or general event organizing for pizza and beer nights down the road. Come join me." Or you have something you want to talk about, I'm going to be here. So I very often do that. I set up my time to work on another project, not anticipating anybody comes, but always pleasantly surprised when somebody does. And two birds, one stone. I'm planning and I'm out there and people recognize me. Adam and I have attended some trivia nights in Shanghai. And even if we don't have a big turnout, we got the Democrats Abroad team on the big screen, the projector being shown. That helps. And I always bring a little sign, the one that you've been taking around, Jenny, with the QR code so they can add. And foreigners will very, foreigners, non-Americans will come up and they'll be like, they'll have an Argentinian who'll be like, "Oh my God, you do this? This is wonderful. I'm going to tell people about this." And that's what we want. That's what we need. So the more we're out there, even if nobody comes, even if it's a local place next to your house or your house, and you're just telling people you have time to talk one-on-one on a Zoom call, do it. And the Zoom account is also yours for using. So just let me know when you need to access it. But yeah, anything we can do for the holidays is generally good, other than we don't want to have any sort of religious connotation to anything, especially right now. I think everybody understands that. And on that note, it is very important that we stick to domestic US politics. So if somebody is trying to ask you and get you to engage on foreign politics, just say, "That's not really why I'm here." And we do focus on domestic politics, and you could focus on a major event. The Washington Post yesterday, I don't know if anybody read it, had this amazing expose as part of a series on gun violence and specific to the AR-15. I recommend that. But what I'd say is, if it's getting particularly sticky, just say, "I'm a voter assistant, and this is what I'm trained to do." Or, "We're holding a GPP. I've got other things to talk about. This is my project. And if you really need help, ask someone around, walk away." give me a call. Just let me know what you need. It shouldn't get too sticky, but you never know. I think, Ginny, did I share it with you the other day in a WeChat group? I was being trolled by a Republican and asking about, you know, Republicans abroad and things like that. And you have to be diplomatic, and it pays off in the end, because other people are in those group chats, right? Up to 500 people per group chat. And they see you responding in a positive way, saying, yeah, anybody can vote, and I'd happily help you register. Things like that. And it's true. So, yeah. Other dates.
I was going to say, my wife's in that group chat of yours, and she always brings up the same person when they ask the same question. I'm like, someone needs to say, hey, if that's their thing, why don't they start it?
Oh, yeah.
Just like the totally missing.
Yeah. Yeah, that woman's done that twice now. But it's really interesting because every time she posts, somebody immediately adds me from that group chat and one-on-one chats and says, thank you for the work you're doing. And I'm like, immediately, how can you help? And it doesn't always, you know, get to be like that, but usually someone will at least share a message for a couple weeks. They'll like see something on my moments, or they'll see it in a group chat, and then they'll reshare it. And that's what we want. So that negativity can kind of work for our benefit if we stay positive and,
of course.
And then nobody's, you know, shown up to an event thus far and just been a jerk. So I think there was one, Adam, you were at this 4th of July party at El Santo. I don't know if you're still there actually, but Albert was next to me in Surridge. And we had this guy from Sweden who wanted to talk about Trump and was a big Trump supporter. And we were all just kind of like scratching our heads, like, we're registering American voters.
Sweden supports
here.
Trump, he'll use the... He's the only one.
It was definitely an interesting conversation, but he was pretty inebriated, and we just kind of had to like skirt around that. I think Albert did a very good job of engaging and then disengaging, and that was really helpful for me. So you know, find the helpers and talk to each other, and like we are now, about those things before, because you know, anything can happen in politics, we're finding out. I think we're very lucky with our location that things are feeling relatively safe. But in the U.S. it's very different. I don't know if you've been following the news this week with all of the sort of fist fights and the potential pulling off a wedding ring to have one, and just the general climate of the House and Congress is not very friendly on the right side of things. So. We don't have that here. We hope not to have that here. Always take a breath, because every once in a while you are going to hear something that is shocking, that is something that is meant to provoke you and just rise above, right? Hey, I can open my chat box again. There we go. Yeah, very good. All right. So that is RGPP, and that is not really even the half of it. I am going to go through and share a few more slides just real quick so you could kind of think about how all of the pieces work together, because we do have two major things going on, actually three. So we have state and local primaries, and then we have our global presidential primary, and then we finally get to general elections. So there's a couple of things that we need to really move along. And so firstly, that's sharing the vote from abroad information. January 15th is International Voter Registration Day. And we try to get everybody to mark their calendars and make it a repeating event. So if you don't have it on whatever calendar you use on your phone or whatever, please do it now. Right now, even while we're talking, it's really the smart thing to do. Just put it in your Apple or Samsung or whatever calendar, January 15th, all day event, register to vote. Everyone should do it every year so they don't get purged from voter rolls. Especially this year, we're going to see voter, you know, suppression ramping up. We already are seeing it in various states, including mine. And we hope that We get people thinking about it. Now, Kevin, we're working with Kevin on that American-born Chinese event. He's going to try to have a movie viewing, and maybe it'll happen in multiple cities as well as online, but he's going to do it in Beijing. And I hope everybody can support him, where you're registering voters, you have an activity, and you're engaging on an issue as well. So things to think about. It can be really, really fun. The one thing that we go ahead.
I'm sorry. I was just going to say January 15th, to help people's memory. This upcoming January 15th is also MLK's birthday celebrated. So
that's true. Gosh. So maybe we can think of some good comms and graphics and videos to go along with that, because I can't think of someone who can offer as much material as Martin Luther King Jr. certainly did. So yeah, if we can combine it with a day of service and registering to vote, that's really something. Very good. So in 2020, in the lead up that summer, we had a Black Panther screening led by Faith Gary, and we engaged our Black Caucus on that. Perhaps there would be another movie or book or speaker or some other way that we could engage locally. If you want to think about that now, that would be pretty amazing to do something else like that as well. And to begin assisting voters, we do all have to take these trainings. There's two of them, part one and two. Then you're an official VFA voter helper. And there's a little quiz. If you scan the QR code, you can register to attend a live training, or you can just click the modules one and two, send an email, say, hey, I did the module. Can you please send me the quiz? Once you've passed the quizzes, you're all set up on our database and you are recognized internationally as an official voter assistant to be able to help out with the other things that we do, which involve calling people and emailing people. So many of you have taken part in our call hub events where we do warm calls. So all of our members of voters, all of our members and voters from Democrats abroad get a call at some point, especially around the times that their state has a primary or general that's particularly important, reminding them to vote. And we also take in emails. So we send out these newsletters and reminders and all of the things, and then people email us back and they say, I'm having a problem with this. The interface isn't working, or I'm facing a potential voter suppression issue, or my Leo didn't send me my ballot, can you help? So we do need a few people on the digital side of things, just taking some already written materials and sending them back and escalating them to the group that they need to go to. Maybe it's a voter protection issue, maybe it's a vote from abroad issue, maybe it's a specific state team issue, something like that. But we want to get people where they need to be in answering these emails. We will get tens of thousands of emails in 2024 if 2020 is any indicator. And so again, this is kind of what we're looking at going for ahead. We do have membership verification, and we don't have as many people, and the Global Help Desk is going to help us out because we do need to stay focused on launching the GPP and registering voters. So we will have some point in time. We do need to pick some December dates to meet, as well as a day to just like unwind, celebrate before we kick it into high gear in January. There will be times when you're tired and you're burnt out. Tell me about it, right? The more we talk about it, the better things can be for all of us. I know I certainly have experienced some burnout and other things, and the help and the conversations are so appreciated. So as early and often as we can meet, the better. One thing I do want to suggest is perhaps all of us putting together a calendar of times and dates that are better for us. So for me, like while I'm here, I was doing most of my work over the lunch hour in China. So like 12 to 1, 12 to 2. And later in the evening also works better for me with my schedule. So like an 8 p.m. China to 10 p.m. China worked really well for getting connecting with voters. And then if mornings were good for you, or afternoons or evenings or specific times, like that'll help us all sort of organize as a collective and then also figure out when we're reaching out to people and those times. And slide on your screen is Ginny hosting a Solidarity Sunday. Ginny, did you want to talk more about that and what you feel about like the space at Cotton's and things like that?
Yeah, well, first, I'm grateful that we have these spaces in our major cities, like Cotton's and other wonderful spaces that I have not yet tapped into. I guess one thing that I will say is it's beneficial to host the same an event, a social or some type of an information gathering at the same place a few times. Because I noticed the first time and the second time I was able to connect with different types of people, as also random people that were coming into the restaurant for other types of events. And at a place like this one that we had chosen, Cotton's, Cotton herself hosts a lot of different types of events in her restaurant. So it's a great space to just connect. But we're able to get two to three new recruits, I guess. I don't know if all of them have completed registering, but two to three, and some who are actually also new to Shanghai, which is wonderful. And so I think I'll do definitely another one at Cotton's and then spread to other larger spaces in Puxi and Pudong. As you were saying, Harlan, it is important to have the same or have events in the same space.
Consistency is very helpful.
Exactly.
Okay, that's good. And while I'm thinking about that, Shanghai American School. So I'm on the disability.
Or to let them know about.
Both. We need to let them know, and potentially they could help us host an event or drive some engagement nearby. Their school campuses are a little spread out in Pudong and in Puxi, but there's a lot of Americans that live in those areas. And they do get public tax dollars from the State Department to do certain things like provide accessibility and options for students with special needs. Yeah. This is one of our projects with the Disability Caucus that I've been working on is trying to make schools, hold schools to account, if you will. Yeah. If they're getting dollars, they should be providing services. So I don't know. I think there's a lot of like-minded and nice people at the Shanghai American School. Also, I just don't have any contacts for teachers or staff at this time. So if you do, please reach out.
I will definitely reach out to Shanghai American School. Could you send me? Okay, maybe we'll talk again tomorrow or another day because I want to know more specifics about what they.
So tomorrow I was thinking that we could actually have another meeting as well as the following Monday and kind of work on GPP stuff. And then, this week is a little bit tricky for me later. Wednesday I have Remicade and then Thursday is Thanksgiving, but I will have some time around that Tuesday to maybe Saturday. But I anticipate everyone here might be doing some sort of holiday organizing as well. Let me know how I can help you with that when you do. But the following week I'm all yours and every other week. So let me know when you can meet, what you want to meet about, and we'll make it happen. And if you want to hold your own meetings, I definitely encourage you to. I don't have to be at all of the meetings. I can provide support as needed, but I think, as much as we can do, and we need to build out our teams. We need more people helping you, Ginny, on the GOTV team. We need more people helping Harlan in Guangzhou. We need more people on the comms team, working on, you know, finance and donations and things like that. So make the asks originally to get involved with just attending an event. joining the GPP and the voter registration process, and those people will start pouring in. You can be like, oh, by the way, you're in finance. Are you interested in this? Or, oh, you're really creative. Do you ever, you know, would you have any interest in writing copy, or do you create graphics? Like, that's what we need. And there, to be honest, are a lot of graphics that we can use. Now, remind me again, who here is on Mobilize and Slack for our group? Does anybody? Okay, so that's where the comms content drops are happening. Also, we have a Signal chat or two. If anybody here is on those, if you want to be, let me know. That's how you connect with the greater organization. But I try to put those content drops out on social media, and I try to put the links from VFA and Democrats Abroad into the comms WeChat group. Also, if you want to be in it and you're not, let me know. I'm only one person. I don't have time to share all of the things, but I'd really like some more help with that, because there's great stuff coming out of Democrats Abroad and Vote From Abroad. And even it's okay if we share Democratic Party stuff from stateside as well. The point is that we're sharing and engaging. Go ahead, Harlan.
Oh, how about WhatsApp? I just mm-hmm. started kind of doing more on that. Is there anything on WhatsApp?
So yes. So this is tricky. We do have some voter assistance and communications and other groups that I can add you to, but we're trying to move everyone to Signal. I guess the encryption is better. The Signal is another app, a chat app. Things are just kind of getting over there, going and started for all of those groups. The Democratic Party also does organizing on Signal, and I think that's why Signal. We made the switch. Yeah. If you can't do it, that's fine. There's plenty of people on WhatsApp. I can connect you on WhatsApp. I'll redact this from the chat later, but here is my Signal. And my WhatsApp, oops, there's my alarm. And everybody here can add me on Signal or WhatsApp. And then that Signal number is also what I'm reachable on right now, if you just need to call or text me at any time. You're most welcome to. Let's see.
Can you give me that WhatsApp again real quick?
Oh, sure. That's my China number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So add me. If you have any difficulty, just tell me on WeChat. And, you know, these things fluctuate. Thanks, Dustin. See you. I will put in the group chats meeting notes for tomorrow as well, probably about the same time, if that works for everyone. And always let me know again if mornings, lunch hours, earlier evenings, later evenings work for you. I know we can have Terry tomorrow, but yeah, just let me know what's up. So, all right. So immediate things, let's see. Let's get you connected. If you want to be on Mobilize, I think we're moving off of Slack, but some people prefer Slack and we're still organizing communications on it. You email secretary@democratsabroad.org. All of you have a confidentiality agreement on file. You're all listed as volunteers within our database, so that's no problem. Karen, our global secretary, will get you all straightened up, and you can always see me as well. And put that email there, and then my email as well. If you do want to be involved, and no problem, Harlan, we'll see you next time. Thanks for joining us. Excited to hear more about Guangzhou. Those parties sound amazing. And nice. I'm just going to quickly say again, thank you for helping host the David Pepper call. You did a wonderful job. David was so pleased. We were so pleased. And I hope that email goes out shortly. It hasn't hit my inbox if it has. But yeah. That follow-up is really important.
Okay. Take care.
Bye, Harlan.
Bye.
All right. And again, we've got those events. And Pam is helping me with the design form and events form tracking. If you are creating an event and you need help, it's best to start using these forms, because we're going to get really busy with a lot of people requesting events, or just, you know, it's important to have a little structure. Let's just put it that way. So if we could use these, that would be fantastic. If they can be improved, that's even better. These are something that I took from an old model, and whatever we need to do, whatever works, is great. As you have people who that you meet or talk to online that want to host an event on, you know, whatever subject, from maybe a Women's Caucus book club to a GBP event, have them fill out these forms. It gets us starting to think about that process of what needs to be done at the event and online to and offline to make that a success. Talk about it Tuesdays again. Maybe we can get those going soon. We need more volunteers, and you can scan that QR code to get started with training. And as you remember, this is why we're all here. We need to get more ballots returned home, more people registered to vote, and more people successfully voting. All in time. That takes a lot of work, a lot of events, a lot of comms. All right. So I know everybody's got to go. So last looks, final thoughts, questions. I'm going to put that slide link in the Zoom chat one more time for that GPP. We are going to meet again early and often. Tell me what you need. Tell me what you're thinking. But right now, that outreach is the most important. So maybe this week you focus on outreach to vendors, schools, AmCham, and next week you focus on reaching out to, you know, potential helpers and voters. Just think about how you'd like to structure your time and how it makes the most sense to you and your schedule and your needs. But I'm going to stop the recording. Thank you, everyone, for attending today, and to be continued. November to remember, blue victories up and down the ballot in America. That was awesome, and you did that, and we're going to do it again. See you next time.